Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. This is BVM Global Kingdom. The views and opinions expressed on BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network are solely those of guests, hosts, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network, its board, management, host, marketeers, and or advertisers. And once again, thank you for listening to BVM Global Kingdom. Well, shalom. Namaste. Assalamu alaikum. And may the peace of Christ be with you. I am your host, Chaplain Valerie. And yes, today we're going to do some prayers. We got family members and other friends we need to pray for who are going through extenuating circumstances and have a lot of appointments on a day called Tuesday. And tomorrow we're going to have Women's Night or celebrate Women's Night. Our minister share will be presenting tomorrow on meditation. But tonight we're going to pray. And let us pray to the Most High God in reverence. And let us pray to have our conversations with the Most High God with humility, adoration, confession, and supplication. As we all know, prayer is a tool that connects us to the Most High God. Through prayer, we share knowledge, we share wisdom, and invoke the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks life to our inner spiritual self. Prayer is most effective, family, when we gather together as the nation's people and dwell together in unity. Prayer also reinforces us, gives us that power, and gives us that hope in the Most High God. Let me just read some scriptures pertaining to prayer. Psalm 133, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And Mark 11:24, so I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. That's a hallelujah right there, and it will be yours. So today, we're going to pray for what? We're going to pray for healing. We're going to pray for victory. Yes. We're going to pray for victory. And how, and we probably talked about this, but you know what? We can always go back to being victorious. We may have had a rough week. Someone may have transitioned. We may have lost some things. Now, the only good thing for victory is when you start losing body mass and body weight. Oh, and I do not like losing my keys. It seems like forever we find them. But you say the prayer, say, Lord, help me find those keys. And guess what? They do show up, don't they? So what was the last victory you experienced, family? Okay? What was the last victory you experienced? And I'm going to open the mic right now because there are people we need to put on our prayer list right away. And I'm going to put first on our prayer list Pastor George. Pastor George Redar. You know, when you have, I don't say when you know, when you have to face something with your medical people and or what have you, you just need some reinforcement when you go into to see them. And we're just going to pray for some reinforcement for Pastor George. You say, the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh, my dude. We're praying for Pastor George. So who else has somebody we want to put on the prayer list today?
I have a church member.
Peace and blessings. No, go ahead.
Peace and blessings. All right, South Carolina, go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Minister Nisi.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
As I said, I have a church member. I just found this out last night. I don't know her last name, and it's hard for me to pronounce her first name. It's Shakira.
All right.
It's Sheila, but God knows who she is. She is one of our retreat sisters.
Oh.
And the pastor who is over our retreat, she sent out an email to all of us to spread out to our sisters who know a word of prayer. I don't know all of the details, but I was told that she's in the hospital, and when we went to see her, she does not know her prognosis. I think I'm saying that correctly. But they are considering putting her on hospice.
Oh, no.
I don't know why, and I've just been praying for her. And I've been sending out emails to people and requesting prayer because everything is in the hand of God.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
She is seated in God's hand. I know that she will be all right because he has the last say.
Amen.
Well,
amen, Lord.
And I'm praying. I want to put out, y'all know about my neighbor.
Yes.
Stephen Galloway. He was going so good. So good after his transplant. He had lung transplant. I don't know if it was one lung or both. But he had got it, and he'd been going through this, and he was doing really good. And he came home, and just to see him walking around, just praising God. And y'all have heard me say this when I saw how things were going with him, just praising God for that, for bringing him through this. Well, within the last month, I haven't been seeing him. And his daughter told my daughter and I, she said, Miss Green, I know that you and your husband have been praying for my daddy. Will y'all please keep praying for him? Because his body is rejecting it. It's rejecting his transplant. But he said the doctor said that that's normal, that happens, but his body can fight back. And I remember praying with him, telling him about this particular point. I didn't know what I was saying because I don't know what all of this, you know, I don't know everything that happens during this course of treatment, but I said,
yes,
there may come a time that you're going to feel low. You're going to feel as if you're not going to make it. And this may be that time. I said, that's when you have to hold on to God. Your faith
mm-hmm.
is going to get you through this. You know, and that's all. I haven't had a chance to talk with him or her. I sent them greetings for the new year with,
yeah,
you know, praying for their strength in the journey that God has taken them through.
Yes.
And she could only send me back a heart, which was beautiful, but I felt the pain in that heart.
Ooh.
With what she did. As a wife myself. That's what I mean. So,
gotcha.
I definitely want to pray for him and for her, because what he goes through, she's dealing with.
Well, tell me about it.
Oh.
And yes, just, Lord. Here I put.
To find out all this stuff, just, you know, it's something to just keep you straight, keep your mind, you know. And now my brother in California, he is back in the hospital.
Okay.
I was told by him, I talked with him yesterday, he fell again, but he didn't fall because his leg gave out. He fell because he slipped on something, or he tripped on something, he said. But he didn't, and he fell on his hip. He didn't break it, but he bruised it.
Mm.
So this is what he's dealing with today. And after when we get off the line, I'm going to give him a call, because it's a 3-hour difference.
Absolutely.
Here. And this is what I've been dealing with this week. It's just one after another, back and forth. One after another, and just praying. Just praying for everyone.
Yes.
And y'all know, you all know what a toll it takes on you when you're pulling yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to regroup to keep yourself lifted up. Because if you don't, you'll break. You will break. And that's just human nature. So that being
that's
said,
true.
I'm praying for myself as well.
All right. I mean, is there anything that you need in special that we need to put on the prayer list, or just God knows what you need?
God knows what I need, because I pray for my brother, both of my brothers.
Yep.
I love both of my brothers. And God knows this situation. He knows all about it.
Yep.
He knows all about it. I ask that his will be done, and only his will.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Minister Cher. I hear you on the line, too.
Yeah, I'm here. Peace and blessings. Before I put out my prayer request, I just wanted to let Sister Nisi know that I had a friend who had a dual transplant, and for a while they go through highs and lows. Sometimes the organs reject, but that's why they have to permanently take anti-rejection medication.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it takes a while for their body to accept the new organs, because it's not theirs. It is a foreign thing, you know, that was put into their body. So their body has to fight through accepting this new thing. So there are highs and lows, good days, bad days. Just wanted to put that out there. As you said, you didn't really, you know the medical aspects of it. So I'm sharing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate that, because
that's
knowledge.
Awesome.
and you have to know, and it's good to know what to pray for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put a name to it when you ask God.
Yeah. Right.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Mm-hmm.
So the first person I want to put on the prayer list is going to be myself, because I have been going through a lot of things.
All
and
right.
spreading myself around, trying to make sure that people are set and situated. The man that I used to take, well, I still am taking care of, but he is, I went to see him, and he wasn't doing well. So he was real lethargic, and this was about a couple weeks ago. So I had to call 911. They came and got him. He was about to have a heart attack because somehow he had contracted COVID. So I had to be tested. My family had to be tested. We all came back COVID negative.
Thank God.
Amen.
Yes, amen. But he had COVID. And so he went to the hospital, and he also has a muscle disease, and basically it's taking its toll on him. So he's very weak, he has chronic fatigue, he's very weak, and he basically is now bedbound because he doesn't have the muscle strength. He's bedbound, but he's in
bedbound.
A skilled nursing facility now, yes. So from the hospital, they sent him to a skilled nursing facility, and that was a lot because of the demands that was being put on me by my client. So he's only been there a week and a couple days or whatever, but every day I try to show my face so that the people know that he's not there alone, you know.
Yes.
But every day there's a phone call, you know, you got to get me out of here. You got to, you know, and just you know, wanting what they want,
right,
but not realizing that they're where they need to be.
Yeah.
And the state of physical decline that they're in. Their ideal situation would be to be home and I be with them 24/7. And I can't do that because I have a family, and I'm also taking care of my mother, and I can't do that. So it's like constant complaining and things like that. And, you know, sometimes I just have to, like, take a break, you know, because I have health conditions.
Yeah.
And I have learned through having health conditions that you have to accept what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You have to first accept it. Then you can move forward to keeping yourself in a positive state of mind, educating yourself, and improving.
Uh-huh.
So my client is just not there. He's in a state where, you know, everything is calling upon me. you got to fix this. The food is lousy. Things I don't have control over, you know.
Correct.
We kind of all know when you go to the hospital, they're not cooking like you may cook at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're cooking a generic commercial diet, you know, and if your traits say no salt, no sugar, they making it out of the box or out of the whatever, and there's nothing on it, you know. So it's bland, you know, but, like, we all know through having health conditions, you can make your food taste good without sugar and salt.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, so it's a lot. It's a lot. But I just had to, well, with the help of my husband and the Most High, speaking to him, I just had to not put myself in a situation where every time there's a complaint, I'm running.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's literally 2 minutes from my house.
Yes.
So I made sure that he was close enough to me in case of some major thing.
Mm-hmm.
But issues that he's having more so have to do with his rejection of accepting his situation. And so...
Yes.
I don't know him to be a praying man, but I know his power of attorney. He goes and he sits with him and he prays with him, and we're supposed to have a collective prayer service in the room with him. But, you know, people can pray for you, but you have to talk to God yourself.
You
have to reach out on your behalf and, you know, do this. And I don't think that this man has ever been, I don't want to use the word religious, but spiritual person.
Okay.
I'll say it that way. So, you know, everybody else is praying for him, but he is just wearing. And I want what I want, and when I call, y'all need to come, and, you know, the other person, you know, lives in Jersey. Now, this is a person that has been there just as long as I have, but the stress that he was going through caused him to have a stroke.
Oh,
wow.
No.
So now there's a limited person. And I'm not about to leave myself in that destruction. I'm not going to, you know.
Exactly.
So I want to put Ronald Lockman on the prayer list, that some epiphany, some word, some something comes to him so that he can understand that the people, and it's only really two of us, that are there for you. You know, you are causing fractures to us because you are selfish. That's the best way I can say it. And your pride wants what you want.
And that's all that matters.
Right. So, yes, he is the person that I'm going to put on the prayer list because I can only do so much. The one that he needs to be calling on.
Yeah.
Is not me. You know.
Yeah.
Is not John, who suffered a stroke but has, you know, recovered, but he still has, you know, physical, you can tell he had a stroke.
Yeah.
That is horrible.
Yeah. And
you know,
so, yes, that is who I first want to put on the prayer list. Well, myself first and then him and then my family and my children and just all the people that I know that know me, that have touched me, and maybe I've touched them in some way just by, you know, hearing my voice or having a conversation or, you know, just saying hello to.
That's right. That's it. Amen. You see, I had to check in with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, I had to check in with you.
Yeah.
Well, thank
Pastor
God,
George. You had anything to put anyone to put on the prayer list? Because we don't put you on the prayer list already.
Well,
thank you.
Can you all hear him?
Peace and blessings, family and ministers. I do. I want to put on the prayer list first and foremost, my brother again, which he's already been at it, James is in the hospital, my cousin Richard, and also my cousin Alfred, put him on the prayer list too for healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to put I think your family, period, Beater family, Greenham family, all families, Griffins, Simmons, Bullocks, Curtises, all families connected to ministries, everyone that's involved. But I also want to put in prayer my dialysis unit, those who take care of us, the technicians, the nurses, the social workers, the doctors, the administrators. And the owners. And I just want to mention the doctor or the administrator, Brother Saeed. So he has 7 properties to give him the strength to continue to do the works so that we all get the complete treatment that we need. And the doctor, Matt Mahal, put him on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to put Nurse Pat, Nurse Cherie, put Nurse Orly, with Nurse Lorena and Nurse Russica, and also Technician Octavia, Technician Brandy, Technician Joy, Technician Kay, Ms. Kay, Sister Kay, Technician Pat. Well, she's the nurse. And I want to put technicians, Brother Kareem, and also patients that which I formed a bond with. Started with Brother Chester, Brother Herbert, Brother Bailey, Brother Ellis, Brother Frazier, Brother Bell, Brother Coleman, Brother Woods, and Sister Helen, Sister Montel, Sister Pat, Sister McFadden, Sister Michelle, Sister Garrison, Sister Katie, Garrison.
You say, Lord, hear our prayer with those people at your dialysis unit.
The whole unit. I just mentioned them name by name.
Yeah, we're going to put them all on there.
And all, and I pray for them dearly. And I just want to put that out there. If anyone I missed, you want a prayer list for the unit itself, peace and blessings. Praying healing and strength. And least prayer for myself in divine favor for the Most High for my healing.
Yes. Lord, hear our prayer.
Yeah.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Sister Charmaine. And for her favor, for what she asked the Lord to do, to give her divine favor on what she asked him for. And Sister Charmaine, if you're listening, That's a done deal.
All right.
All right.
All right. So I'm hearing in this. Yes. So Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayers. Excuse me, I was just listening. So I'm hearing today, be courageous with the victory. Be courageous with our victories. So even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid. Because
Amen.
God is with us. Your shepherd's staff and his rod, they comfort us. We have to be alert and continue to be strong in our faith. Have courage and be strong. Do everything in love. Even if we have to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we have to say no, we're saying it in love. Because we have to love ourselves and that relationship we have with the Most High God, the one who created us.
That's right.
Because we be strong in the one who created us. Even if we have to say no, we're saying no in love. We have to be strong in that we are strong in the Lord and in his mighty power put on the full armor of God so that we can take our stance against the enemy's schemes. Joshua 1:9 says, this is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So if we have to go
Amen.
To the doctor, God is with us. If we have to go to the grocery store, God is with us. And if we have to go to the, get in the car, the Most High God is with us. When we cross the street, the Most High God is with us.
Amen.
And Lord, I know that we're having a lot of hit and runs in the city of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
So we pray, yes, hit and runs where people are dying.
Yes.
So, Lord, protect us as we cross the street, get into our cars, drive to wherever we need to, and say no in love. Even if we have to say no, we said it in love. So
Amen.
We pray for yes. Pastor George. We pray for the sister who takes care of the retreats at the church in South Carolina, in Florence, South Carolina. We pray for Stephen Galloway, Lord, and his wife. Give them the strength and the courage and increase their faith. And Lord, I don't know why you told me this, but to put Mary J. Blige on our prayer list.
Armstrong.
Amen.
Well,
okay.
Yes. Mary Armstrong. We'll put Mary Armstrong and her husband, Deacon Armstrong, on our prayer list.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to put Butch Reader on the prayer list.
Thank
We're
going
to put Minister Cher Brister and her husband, Rashid, and the children,
yes.
the mama and the family.
Yes.
Strengthen them. And give it and continue to give them in love the courage to say no.
Mm.
And yes to your will, Lord. And yes, because it's your will. But have the courage to say no. And mean it. We pray for Sister Nisi today, the one who's online with us, Father God. Pray for her family. And you know what she needs. And we
yes.
ask that she knocks on the door. That she receives it.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God.
We pray for Mr. Ron that he becomes wise and know that the health that he's getting, the health care, the health aids and the The health care that he's receiving is what he needs to have right now. And, Lord, you can change his mind from being prideful and selfish and hurtful and causing injury to other people. You know how to change that, Lord. So we ask for those changes. Excuse me. And, Lord, we pray for cousins Richard, Al, the Simmons family, the Bullocks family, Dr. McElhaw, who's a nephrologist. He takes care of the kidneys of the people. And we also pray for the people at the dialysis unit, Fresenius Dialysis Unit, we're in Georgetown, Pennsylvania. Germantown, Pennsylvania. We all know what I'm talking about. Lord knows what I'm talking about. I get so excited for prayer because it changes things.
It does.
Prayer changes things.
Yes,
hallelujah.
It does.
Yes, it does. I get so excited because I know prayer changes things.
It's in the atmosphere.
Prayer changes things. And you know, I'm going to put Chaplain Valerie on the prayer list, too.
Yes.
All right.
Hallelujah. Because I have some things that I have to do, and I have the boots and the courage to march on to victory.
To march to victory.
Hallelujah.
I pray your strength.
Yes, amen. 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 Yes, I pray my strength. Just like Sister Nisi said, pray my strength.
That's right.
Prayer changes things. So whatever we ask for, we knock on the door, we knock on the windows, and we say, Lord, we need help. And that's what we need right now. We need help. And help is on the way. Hold on, and help is on the way. But family, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to share this little ditty with you. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else can heal all our souls. Diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Hallelujah. I just heard that,
hallelujah.
So I had to say it. I had to be obedient.
Amen.
Anyone else? And the question is, what was the last time you asked God for courage? Well, we just asked, a whole bunch of us asked for courage.
Amen.
A whole bunch of us asked for courage.
Every day. Every day.
Every day. Every day. And I remember my mother telling me, she said, say no and mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Say no and mean it. Does it take anything away from us? Anything from us being people of godly folks who know who the Holy Spirit is in our hearts and our minds? But when we have to say no, mean it. Do not backpedal. Say, nope, I can't do it. and go on about our business. Mm-hmm. We cannot continue to waste time on those things that are not beneficial for each one of us. And it's not that we're narcissistic or we're selfish or we are prideful. It's just, no, we have to take care of ourselves because we do have families. We do have families. Mm-hmm. And you know, here we go. Here's something else. We got to say yes and take care of ourselves because we don't know when we're going to have to shout ourselves.
That's right.
When we're going to have, we don't have to do that praise. We don't know, but we have to keep mm-hmm. ourselves healthy. So when it's time for us to praise, however we praise, however to shout, we have to have ourselves, the body, the human body, the flesh, intact and healthy so that we can give God the glory.
That's right. And you know, sis, I used to have a problem with that, saying no.
Uh-huh.
I could do it. I could do anything.
Yeah.
I was doing it. Wouldn't say no, and I wore myself out. And
yeah.
I'm working full time, have children and a husband at home. And I'm active in the church, active with the children in church, so it never stopped. And just kept
right.
going.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to open my eyes one day. Well, I won't say I did. God did.
Right.
And I took a look at everything in my life. And I was like, if I don't stop doing this, I'm going to kill myself.
Well.
And that was what I just thought, because I would be out sick a lot from work and this, and I mean stress,
yeah,
because I put unnecessary stress on myself, because
mm-hmm.
I can do it, but you can't. So I gradually, with God's help, and it wasn't overnight, with God's help, just pulling back layer by layer,
okay.
and building it back up. And I
right.
had to say no, and it was hurtful at times when
mm-hmm.
I started.
Yeah,
but I had to do it because it was so bad. One of my good friends, she told me, Niecy, for Christmas, I'm going to make you, I'm going to buy you a shirt that says just say no, no, because she knew I.
Mm-hmm.
That's how pitiful it is. But I thank God, I don't have a problem with saying no now. And I don't care who I have to say it to. I will say it with love. I can't do that right now. That's not
mm-hmm.
something I can do. Because physically, I can't do this. Or
right.
not. I can tell you what I can do. I can do this, but I'm not. I can't do that. And if
right.
that's not
good,
then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something that we just had to learn, and I had to learn that, and it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
But I thank God for it. I thank God. For, I don't know where I would be right now if I hadn't learned that. If I had not allowed God to teach me. But I just thank God for, you know. Lord have mercy.
I had to lose a van. I had a van for my business, and I didn't say no because I felt because God blessed me with the van. I'm going to bless other people. Oh hallelujah. No.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yep,
Lord.
I was taking people to and fro, and I had purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I had projects that the Lord gave me to do, and I wasn't doing them because I was taking
mm-hmm.
everybody to and fro, and it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
That caused uh-huh. me to say no, to learn how to say no quickly.
Uh-huh.
No, you assess the situation, and it's like, no, you shake your head. I had to lose a vehicle at a time I really needed a vehicle because I could not
right.
say no. And then everybody who I was carting around, do you think they called me and said, can I take you somewhere and get a cab to take? No.
Of course not. Of course not.
That's just about the point. You know, because people will take advantage of you and think nothing else.
Yep.
They just want what they want, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as they get it, that's it. They just want what they want. My God. Oh, well, we're going to pray for each other. And my other sister cousin, you be strong. And know that you are not alone.
Amen.
And don't be afraid to say no. I mean,
I will practice that.
Tough love is hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not what you want to do. It's what you have to do.
Because
as long as it's like a drug, as long as you can get what you want to get, you want to keep getting it, and you want to get more and more forceful in requesting it. And some people, you have to just cut off. And I know that will be painful and hurtful. But you have to do what you have to do and do what you can do and allow God to strengthen you to do the rest. And I promise you, he will.
Mm-hmm.
He will.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, he will. Because that's not showing love. People will take advantage of your kindness and use it as a crutch. That's not how God did it. God was not foolish for anyone. He did what he did out of love. Mm-hmm. And people will take that love and they'll turn it around, and that's abuse.
Yeah.
Turn that love around and use it against me, because you use it against me because you're hurting me. You don't care. But yet you say you love me.
Right.
So I pray for you.
We cannot become sick because of somebody else's needs and wants.
Amen.
That's right.
Uh-oh. Do I hear Minister Rashida in the background?
You know I must have had something to say. I didn't know the mic was on. Yes.
Go ahead, cousin.
Most high, bless you all, bless you. Best broken vessels and everyone that's listening. The Most High have something on my heart. And it has to do with the gatekeeper. Get ready for this one. The gatekeeper. Just like a guard, the guard job is to stop the negative from coming in. But it's also to keep a watch on what comes in. Caretakers and caregivers and people that's going through these emotional quagmires where, you know, you're doing your best. You want Most High to see you in a great sight to the best of your ability. We don't know what gift we're going to give. We don't know what blessing the Most High is going to lay down. But we know it's not going to come easy. It's going to come with some issues, some turmoils, upheavals, and some struggles. But to see the unification of all these positive people that was on the air tonight.
Well.
To see that all of us gave, and this is the truth, and I've been there plenty of times, have given my heart. I don't like to go back to a same old story, but one brother, I saved his life, and after that, he just really hit it in for me. I told this, that one before. I just want to focus on this point, that to be the gatekeeper is that what we are protecting is the Most High's quality of a benevolent human being, of a divine human being. Why? Because look at the issues. Who the Most High sent us to help? who helps us and we show appreciation. You know, like the caretakers that take care of you or whoever, that you show them that appreciation. You know what burden that takes off of them? You know, we tend to have that feeling inside of us. Are we doing the right thing? Most High, be with me. Oh, Most High, is this more than what I can handle? And we know that the Most High never give us more than what we can handle. But to see the loving and caring of this Broken Vessels ministry that bring together people of not just like minds, like spirits, like souls, and like direction to the Most High is the most beautiful blessing that the Most High can lay upon us as gatekeepers, people who are bringing the knowledge, bringing the wisdom, and bringing in like minds. And this is the most beautiful thing of everything we've been through. Keep in mind, whenever there's some endurance, keep in mind, whenever there's some sort of endurance, something that you have to go through, the Most High got us. He has us at the end. But what I also wanted to explain about the gatekeeper, because this was hitting my heart the whole time y'all having a conversation, you know, this is the focus that even if we feel that one of our loved ones, and you know I have a daughter that the Most High called at 30 years old, even if our loved ones have to go on, their direction gets plenty of help from your prayers. Their direction, the Most High hear your prayers. He hear your prayers. Your direction, you help the direction in which the next step for their journey after here. When you go to the hospital or any other place, their job is supposed to be to make you comfortable and prepare you. What is that preparing for? What is that preparing for? It's to prepare you, because if you have to go on to this next life, we as believers, knowers of the faith, and keepers of the gate, know that the direction is towards the Most High, and praying together in as a family, in unison, with humility, and the ability to love even after the Most High makes his decision. So I just see nothing but graciousness. I see nothing but beauty out of tonight's conversation, tonight's topic, because prayer is needed in this rapid world where things are happening very quickly. Nobody lost a step. Nobody lost a step. We all have came to the number one source, the Most High. We all have came with our prayers and with our needs from the Most High, and none of them has been monetary to thyself, but it has been for the healing of thyself because of what we have been doing as far as trying our best to help, and we have to let the Most High take us on that next direction as we, the gatekeepers, direct them. By asking them to pray, holding their hands and praying with them, and knowing that the Most High got our back as well as their back. That's all I have to add. I'm sorry I had so much to add, but that's all I wanted to add
you
to this conversation.
You never apologize for what thus says the Lord, man. You never apologize for thus says the Lord. No.
Amen.
Now, I would tell you if you were like, man, would you stop? You're talking too much. If that was the case. But I heard you, and thus says the Lord, man. Come on.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
This is so beautiful.
I heard you.
I mean, I have tears in my eyes to hear that, you know, that we're all basically dealing with the same issue. But if none of these issues is all the same person. Which means we're doing the Most High's work. We're doing the Most High's work. So I want to uplift everybody with this
Amen.
Message. You know, to let you know, not only are you, is there a blessing, a flood of blessings coming for you, you are and have moved up to the gatekeepers. You're the keepers of the gate. You never
All
dropped.
Right.
You didn't drop during COVID. You didn't drop. You didn't turn away. You did not turn away from the Most High when the person you care for the most is in a situation. You turned up and you turned out and you called upon the Most High, and Most High bless all of you, every last one of you,
Amen.
Me included, and my family, to lift
Amen.
This burden. Because the
Amen.
Burden falls upon you sometimes when you go to heal. When you go to heal, imagine somebody in surgery, and the doctor got to work as hard as he can to try to keep him alive. You think his muscles ain't? You don't sweat? Huh? So when I say burden, I mean it in that way. But when the Most High allow that blessing to come through and that life to save, your direction has been cleared. So once again,
well,
like I said, you know, Most High was hitting me with telling him about the gatekeeper. I don't know how the Most High does it, but this is just what the Most High blessed me to be able to express. And once again, I love
right.
all of y'all, and y'all do a very good job, and please stay positive. Do not let this world make you think that anything you are doing is not going without God's sight and God's blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right now.
Amen.
All right now. And one of my favorite sayings comes from the band called Earth, Wind, and Fire. One of
Amen.
My favorite sayings that they said is, don't let the world change your mind. That's in that
Go
song
ahead.
Called
That's
Be
right.
Wonderful. Be ever wonderful.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't let the world change your mind.
Not at all.
Well, this was wonderful. This was wonderful. Amen.
Amen. Yes, it
so,
was.
Yep, yep. That's
Amen.
The love. That's
yep,
the love.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. So Minister Rashid, close us out in prayer.
Amen. Most High, here we come again, seeing that you are self-evident, self-present, all-knowing, all-seeing at all times, knowing that whenever we in doubt and we in fear, if anything shakes our soul, that you have us. Most High, thank you for every challenge you have given us. Thank you for everything you put before us, every road you gave us to cross, every upheaval, every downtrodden situation has shown us and validated your existence, your power of being. And thank you for loving us all to be able to be honored to praise your name. In Jesus' name I pray,
amen.
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 All right, family,
amen.
So we'll see. Amen. Yes. Take that time.
Amen.
Take
yes.
that time to pray.
That's right. Yes.
Take that time to praise him right now.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's right. So, huh? So in a minute, family.
All
in a
right.
minute.
A blessed
and
night.
And then don't forget about tomorrow. We have Minister Cher sharing with us about meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I have some
Amen.
Questions for her regarding meditations. And so she's going to come and give us a wonderful presentation on how it can be effective and what it is. And yeah, we're going to talk. We're going to talk.
Right.
Our Minister Cher is our lead for tomorrow, family.
Amen.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
All
me
right.
too.
All right.
Peace
night.
And blessings. In a minute.
All right, good night, y'all. In a minute.
Good Woo-hoo! Night. In a minute. Woo-hoo!